This story starts at a forest preserve in Lake County, Illinois, north of Chicago. Jill Stites is here to show off the Forest Preserve District's custom-built Welcome Center.
This building was built for people to come out and see what they could do in their own home.
In other words, the idea is like, here we can do it. It didn't break the bank entirely. Here's something you might want to try at home, that sort of thing.
Yes, you can really do green building in a responsible way.
Stite shows me how the building collects rainwater from the roof. That keeps rain out of the sewers. That way, the local wastewater treatment plant doesn't waste chemicals and electricity to purify rainwater. After all, rainwater is already clean, and you can store it in cisterns, like this one.
It collects the water off of the roof and goes directly in there, and there's a spout on the bottom of the cistern that you can hook a hose to and water your flowers with.
But Stite's building wanted bigger bragging rights than that. They wanted to prove that people can collect rainwater for more than just flowers. You can use it for something more urgent, like flushing your toilet.
You don't need drinking water to flush your toilet, so you're saving the water from going into the storm sewers to be treated, to come back as drinking water when, you know, it's not necessary.
There was trouble, though. The Forest Preserve District couldn't get a permit to use rainwater in the toilets. It wanted a connection to city water as a kind of backup. But the state worried untreated rainwater might somehow contaminate the city's water supply. So it took years to get special permission.
We're bragging about it. It's been in the paper about the possibility of it happening, and we're hoping by summer that it's going to be a fact.
Well, the Lake County Forest Preserve District got its permit, but it won't let the issue die. It wants average homeowners to have an easier time, and so do environmental groups.
It's a time-consuming process. If we're going to have more individuals or more business doing this, it's just going to become a bureaucratic mess if they have to get variances every time.
This is Josh Ellis. He's with the Metropolitan Planning Council in Chicago. He wants rain collection for toilets to go mainstream in Illinois. But state law needs an update.
It would just be a matter of course, as opposed to a second special process just to run your toilets a little bit differently.
He says engineers and plumbers have proven that rainwater collection can work for toilets safely.
So we just need to upgrade the plumbing code, and I think it'll be pretty smooth sailing from there.
Maybe smooth sailing if you have the cash. I ask an industry leader for specifics on this. His name is Joe Wheeler, and he's with the American Rainwater Catchment Systems Association. Now, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that each year, the average household spends just $200 on water. Wheeler says for a rainwater collection system,
you could do a real good job for $4,500 to $15,000. The problem is, every house is different. We aren't talking McDonald Big Macs here. We're talking every one of them is a unique situation.
Wheeler says overseas, using rainwater for toilets is common and cheap. Take Germany, for example.
Basically, when you go into a home, you don't really know. You really can't tell the difference.
But Wheeler says German homes and businesses get pushed toward rain harvesting.
People would actually get a rebate on their wastewater, and that gave the whole market in Germany a critical mass.
It doesn't work like that here. So in the U.S., rain harvesting for toilets is nowhere near critical mass. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.